Welcome to the Steam Team Podcast with Brian Briggs and John Samuelson. Join us as we talk about all things science, technology, engineering, arts, and math related. For more information, go to steamteacher.com. Hello and welcome to the Steam Team. What's going on? Look at this. We are doing another podcast. What do we figure, Brian?
Is this two?
Yeah.
We'll get him out there.
It's not two. It's four. Double that, man. Double that up.
Oh, wow.
I know. This will be podcast number four. I am John Samuelson. I'm up in Portland, Oregon. And my partner in crime is down south. And his name is?
I'm Brian Briggs in Davis, California.
Davis, California. You know what? We'll set up next time. I've had a rough day. I just found out that my daughter is not doing as hot as I thought she was in school. So I feel like I just kind of got gut punched. But I hadn't gotten gut punched by my daughter and she was getting actual real grades, I would have probably just stuck my iPhone out and we probably would start using the I buttons for sound effects. That's what we should do, Brian, I feel like. We need sound effects.
Okay.
Every podcast needs sound effects, I feel like. Or at least that was the whole substance of Techlandia sound effects, right?
Google Hangouts blathering. Took them away.
Yeah, they took them away. Where's the fun? Why are we bringing the fun? That's what we're doing today, Brian. We're bringing the fun back to education.
Let's bring the fun back.
Let's bring the fun back. Okay, so there's a lot of fun things going on right now. I feel like today we're going to talk about a couple different things. Brian has been doing his after-school program, which has been very successful. I started mine today, so I'm very happy with. Got some rocking teachers to donate some time and help me out a little bit, and so then I can just come in there and, you know, just kind of do my little thing, and I don't really have responsibility. It's great. That's the life of a TOSA. That's what Ben Cogswell doesn't tell you. Ben Cogswell just acts like he's like out there saving the planet. Really, he's just out grabbing coffee and just kind of coming in and doing a little number. That's all he's doing. I hate to tell him. I mean, I'm calling him out right now.
Okay.
Who else are good TOSAs? Ann Cosma, she's doing the same thing. She's just coming in, sketching a little sketch note, taking a little selfie, and then she's busting out to Starbucks. That's what those TOSAs do, I'm telling you. I know I am one. All right, so anyway.
I'll take your word on that one.
We love both of you, Ben and Ann. Okay, so let's talk Ozobots. I've been using Ozobots pretty thoroughly for about 2 years now. How would you describe Ozobots, Brian Briggs, to the person that doesn't know what Ozobots are?
Could you say they're a pint-sized robot?
I would say they're the cheapest of the robots. That's for sure, right?
They are fairly affordable. Like you said, they can fit in the palm of your hand. What is it? Probably the circumference is a circle. I mean, a quarter. Yeah.
I would say, well, I was going to say,
yeah, correct.
The circumference of a circle is a quarter.
I got that one right.
Ba-dum-bum. See, that's where we need the sound effect. They're small and they're less expensive. I went over, in fact, I just bought another one the other day. I should see if I could find one here. I have one right here.
There you go.
Okay. So nobody watches the live show we were just talking about. Then you just saw some interesting banter before we started the show. Listening to the podcast. But the Ozobots are really small. And I just bought one the other day at Target. You can get them at Target.
Yeah.
And I feel like they're good holiday gifts. Stocking stuffer, niece, nephew, those kinds of things. I've heard some people kind of bantering that around a little bit. So I got a whole kit that comes with markers, activity cards, the Ozobot, and it was $59 for the whole setup at Target. But then if you go in there at the right time, they have those little text for a $10 coupon. So I got a whole setup for $49. I was pretty stoked.
Oh, that's great. That's a great idea. Yeah. Great deal.
Yeah. Target, you get those deals, right?
Targets, you got them. And I've noticed that, between Target and Best Buy has been selling a lot of these robots these days, like for school, because I saw the Dash robot at Best Buy. And Sphero is at Best Buy and at Target. So yeah, it's great. You don't have to go online and, you know, to find them.
No, they have a whole little, they've had it for a while, this whole little electronic section where they have those little hex bug robots.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And I actually just got one of those for free the other day. So I've got that over there. I'm gonna try that one out a little bit. Those have never really, I don't know, I haven't really ever been like drawn to those for some reason. But the Ozobots are good. And right, if you can get your Dash or Dot Wonder Workshop and you can get a nice discount at Target if they do have one of those. Sometimes they just have those dumb flash coupons where you can just text in and you never know when they're there.
Is it called Cartwheel? Is that what it is?
Yeah, and the Cartwheel app will work too. I don't even think I've ever even logged into this one. Was one where it just says, you know, take $25 off a $100 purchase, take $10 off a $50 purchase. You just text it and get in. But I feel like if you had the Cartwheel app, you could do that too. Not that this is a show for Target. I'm just saying they're easy to get. You don't have to order it off Amazon if you don't want to.
Yeah.
And whatever, or directly off the Ozobot website. So Ozobots are cool. They're small, they're affordable, and I feel like you can use them with a lot of different ages. We're talking elementary school here. I feel like you could easily use them, and I have used them K-5. I feel like maybe it would get a little bit tougher as you go up in the grades. When you do your after school club, Brian, what grades are you dealing with?
My club's fourth and fifth grade.
Fourth and fifth grade.
Yeah, so it's an enrichment club. So it's right on that cusp of going into like the second intermediate, more advanced coding. It's not the high school where they would have to be writing their own code and something strict or like a pure on robotics, like full blown. So it's kind of a good, my grade is, the age group is a good transition into middle school where you can get more in depth.
Right. And they do have the Ozobot. What's the other one called? Is it the Ozobot Bit or is it the Ozobot Evo?
I think it's the
Evo.
Yeah.
Evo is. So then you can level it up a little bit and go for the Ozobot Evo. And then I feel like that one does translate to middle school. And that's what they were looking for.
Yeah. And then the ones I got were the Bit because I had K-1-2 teachers asking. And, you know, I contacted Ozobot and asked them about that. And they were very helpful and said, yeah, if you're doing with these primary grades, I suggest going with, you know, the Evo or go with the Bit. So they were helpful on that, even though I accidentally ordered the wrong one.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I remember I saw they had a booth at Q at good old fashioned regular annual Q.
Yeah.
And I remember I think that's where I bought my Evo. Because then I said, ooh, can you code these now? So the Ozobot, so we'll quit blathering about the, so the, that's kind of your price point. So your price point is about $50 for a small robot, and that can probably be used K-5. And then if you want to go with the Evo, it's about $99. And the difference is you can get into more of the tougher coding with it. You can get into more of the, I think you can probably do Python or JavaScript or something like that with the Evo. I'm not sure. Do you know, Brian?
I think on the website, the Blockly, it starts with Blockly and then it goes to JavaScript.
JavaScript, okay. So that's what those are for. So when you have these, and Brian, you deal mostly with do you deal mostly with elementary?
I spend more time with the elementary, yes. I
know. We have to build the foundation, right? So that when maybe in 7 years when we're still there, hopefully, knock on wood, then we can be like, whoa, we've got these super coders in middle school or whatever.
Yeah.
But the Ozobots are cool, and you can code the Bit with Ozoblockly, and there are some fun things to do with it, some different things. So I guess I can tell you, like, we could tell you all these different things, but we can also tell you just about our experience, right? I feel like that's what's going on, Brian, lately. I don't know if you know this about me, but sometimes I'm grouchy. Like education. Yeah, I know. I know that this is a shock.
That caught me by surprise.
I know. Could I knock you over with a feather on that one? But when we're sitting there going through these things, we'll tell you about what we've done with them. We've actually done these things with them. So with the Evo, I have not done it. In fact, I bought one and I'm pretty sure it's still in the box. I'm that bad of a purchaser. But the regular Bits I use all the time. And what we've just been using them for about the past 3 weeks, we've been really using them thoroughly with a social communications classroom in Beaverton, and both primary and intermediate. And so my son was in one of those classrooms. He has autism. So this is a classroom of children that have, you know, they can run the gambit a little bit. You could be like my son and, you know, just kind of like, oh, you know, he's the opposite of grouchy old man. He's like happy young man. And so happy young man, I think it's like Henny Youngman. So anyway, but you know, we were looking for something that we could do robotics wise with classrooms of students that were special needs that would be low frustration points for them. And so if that's what you're looking for, Ozobots really worked well. I mean, I was so happy with how we decided, and it was myself. And then if you are ever on the Twitters, we'll put them down here. I'm marking my first note down to put on there. One of my good friends that I work with, G Bundy, and he's G Douglas Bundy on the Twitters. He's just, G Bundy is really, really smart. He does TED Talks. He's really good. And I watched him with these kids, Brian. He's like, sometimes you see a teacher and you're just like, oh yeah, whatever. This guy is legit. I feel like I'm a good teacher, and I feel like I can go in and teach in a lot of different situations, but there's just there's sometimes when you see something that he's just special. He's really good. And nice. I would call him a rock star if I liked that term, which I don't. He's just a really gifted teacher. I've seen him with multiple different things. So anyway, so G and I planned this out and decided Ozobots would be, we went over a whole bunch of different STEM items, and we thought Ozobots. And they can write different colored markers is what you usually use with them. And so you're on like a big butcher paper or whatever. And I think what was amazing to the teachers was that if you're a special needs student, sometimes you tend to think, and this is, correct me if I'm wrong on this one too, Brian, but even if you're on the Twitter sphere and you're kind of hashtag edgy famous, you kind of only like think about yourself, you know, you don't think about collaboration and things like that a little bit. And these students were working so well together. I swear to you, what one of the teachers started to, there's them working on the same butcher paper, like, you know, like going, give me my marker or do those things, right? And they were really good. They were really good with them. It kept them engaged for almost an hour and 10 minutes. It was crazy good.
Awesome.
So with them, we had the younger students, we kind of helped them a little bit, and you have to get the line the right width. And so what you can do with the lines is you can do the coding within, like, by creating little different colored marks on the paper. And so they can speed up, they can turn left, they can turn right, they can do a little hurricane or whatever. And so, but we didn't even give them that at the beginning. We just had them draw. And so if you trace a nice blue mark, the Ozobot will turn blue and it'll follow the line, and then it'll curve around, and then they can change to green, and the little light on top will change, the LED will change to green. And so it was just awesome to watch these kids really like them. And so we had enough where we could give them each an Ozobot, and then they named them, and they nice. Loved naming them. I forget. It was like the big joke. I feel like they named it something semi inappropriate, but it wasn't that inappropriate. But then they all started naming it. Like, I think they named them like Puddles or something. I'm going to name my Ozobot Puddles. And then it was like, and then everybody's like, I'm going to name mine Puddles too. And then it was like laughter. And so it was all the, and G would be writing it down in his little book. And it was just so funny. He was so good with them. So anyway, it was fun. And I don't know, if you're just starting out with different things, we moved into the code later on, but like just doing the dots and things like that. And I don't know, it just seemed like it was low frustration. If they drop one of them, I'm not going to freak out.
Yeah.
Right? Because they're pretty durable. They're kind of durable. There's really, and so it was really good. They used each class used them for two separate things. We had them like draw their community and like do a little map, and they would go on the map, and then they would, we would have them try and describe what they were doing and tell the story of what their Ozobot was doing. So we'd stop everybody at the end. It was, it's great. And that's good work for those kids to do, to think about, like, you know, a lot of times, even when I was their age, I didn't want to talk in front of people, you know. Yeah. Now you can stop me. See, so I'll be quiet. Brian, add something, please. I'm talking too much.
I was gonna say, I like how you said it was a good for low frustration. It's a good, because even with the group I'm with, even though they're fourth and fifth grade and I'm showing them Blockly code, I can see the frustration in them. Mm-hmm. So if I was rolling out some sort of robotics program with elementary, Blockly would fit in as a good introductory to it, for drawing lines. And hey, these lines represent a movement or a code for the Ozobots. And the other thing I really like about the Ozobots is that you don't need a lot of space for them. So if kids are working at their desk, they can work at their desk. You don't, like with Sphero, you need space.
You need space. You definitely need space.
This here is, they can sit at their desks in their chair and work by themselves. I'm still, you know, open to be sold on them. I'm not 100% over. That's why it was good to do this episode, because I still view like the coding, like Blockly and script and that stuff versus drawing a line in color. So again, I'm going to try it for the first time with the class tomorrow. I've had a set that I've used personally and tested out with, and I've seen Kelly Kermode would always do it on her Instagram. She would share them. And so, you know, and I kept on going, okay, I've got to try it. That's been there to remind me. So I think tomorrow is going to be a free exploration of it. Is, hey, tomorrow is the last day of our coding club after school. So I would have introduced it earlier, but again, I received them this morning. So tomorrow's day of coding was, I want you to create an activity for me to try or for the next class. So we'll see what the kids come up with when, what they have to create. So.
Right. And we want to make sure that we're clear as we're going through on this one. And we know this is only our fourth episode. We will probably have some people on the show. In fact, surprisingly enough people are listening to the show, Brian.
What? I thought it was just me listening to you.
Because that show gets listens, right?
What does?
Check this out with Ryan and Brian.
It gets like eight listens.
Okay. So we get like three listens, but we have had some people that are on the show, and we'll have them on the show, and we'll give you a fair chance to talk with some of these people. We're going to have Naomi Harm is going to come on and talk about Dash and Dot and Wonder Workshop, and we'll have Jeremy McDonald on, and he'll come and talk about Sphero. Sphero just released their new ambassador program today, the Sphero Hero. So now we've got more ambassadors, Brian. You know how much I love the ambassadors.
More of them.
Oh my gosh, more ambassadors. So people
I'm going to get you a stash of, you're going to be an ambassador of all ambassadors.
I know. I would like to be the ambassador of ambassadors. I'd like to keep you in line is what I like you to do, and quit tweeting so much about stuff.
That's right. And it'll just be a sash that says ambassador. And maybe actually it'll probably have some letters missing.
Right.
Like the M.
Yes, exactly. So I don't know, but so we'll have those people on, but we'll talk about our experiences with things, and we're not trying to sell anything. We're just trying to help you make more informed decisions, so that if you actually do write the GoFundMe or something like that, you can maybe have some informed decision from people that have had hands-on experience with it. So we'll definitely, when Naomi and Jeremy come on, we'll definitely tell you up front that they work for Wonder Workshop and Sphero, but we also do really like their products. Brian, I've been telling about Ozobots a little bit for a while now, and he's never been really quite sold on them, but he was sold enough to get some for his district, and he's going to try them out tomorrow and kind of see what it is. And right, they're good for certain, like just the fact of what I've seen in that SCC classroom, both of them, is enough to sell me on, you know, just that's a good entry point for some people, right? Right. You know, so sometimes the sphere, it depends. Like it rained. I don't know if you know this, but it rains here in Oregon an awful lot.
It does.
If you have Sphero, I know it's a shocker. Knock you over with another feather. Boy, we're knocking you over today. But like, right. If you have certain restrictions, like money is a restriction for you, but you still want to get your kids on some hands-on experience with coding and robots for Hour of Code, you could, you know, ask, you know, for $200 and get four of these, and you've got limited space for them. It's raining outside. You can't go use the Spheros. They're good for little things like that. I've seen some people do some great things with mapping in the Ozobots and drawing out maps.
You could do the Oregon Trail.
You could do the Oregon Trail. I've definitely thought about that. I've never done it, but I've thought about it. And that's a fourth grade curriculum thing up here in Oregon. And the Oregon Trail, what I really want to do, to be honest with you, is get them onto Minecraft now, since they have that education edition. So we'll see if that works, because that'll be my next thing. But so we're not trying to, we're just trying to give you some informed decisions and maybe some ideas.
Can you go back to really quick? You said, what's the acronym for the class, SECC?
Right. There's so many different acronyms. It's SCC, and I think it stands for Social Communication Classroom.
Okay. Just want to make sure, because I didn't know what that was. And now,
no, you know how it is. I've worked in so many different states, Brian. It's like a different acronym for everything. My son, I think, I don't even know. I couldn't even tell you the acronym for my son's class right now. He's moved up to middle school, to be honest with you. I couldn't. I don't know. I think it's an ALC. I don't even know. I don't know. But all I know is it worked really well for these classrooms, and these teachers were very grateful. And I mean, the sign for me as a person that doesn't have my own classroom is they asked me back, and we already had planned out 5 weeks with them, and we're not doing Ozobots anymore. We have actually moved on. Our next one was we moved on to a fleet of BB-8 Spheros.
Oh, nice.
That went over really well. That did. They asked me back for some more afterwards. They're like, can you keep doing this until winter break? And I was like, gosh, I don't know if I have that much stuff or tricks, but I sure will try. So that's my judgment on how people are, like, people look in and see the kids looking, and they're like, wow, can you do that with my classroom? That's what we hope happens, so that you don't have to feel like this intense pressure. It's Hour of Code. I have no idea what to do. I don't know coding well. You can have them draw some code if you want. It doesn't know. Yeah. So there you go. I don't know. And I don't know what else we can say about Ozobots then. I mean, have we covered it? I mean, it was really good. Those are the pros. And I think also, like, I have my own little pack of six that I can kind of travel with. And if you just get a little six USB hub for, like, you know, $12 or $13. We have a little circular one. They just plug in with a micro USB, and then just like your regular old USB. And so you just plug them in a hub. They blink on and off. And when they're solid green, they're charged and ready to go. I think that's one of the things too you have to be aware of. They don't last forever, even on a full charge. It's about 45 minutes, and you're about that. We probably took them to the brink.
Yeah, and you mentioned some of the pros. That I can share one of the cons.
Okay, go ahead.
They are pocket sized, so they can easily slip into one's pocket. So
that's just true. You have to keep track of them. That's
just
for
keep
sure.
track of them. Yeah, because the set that we got the classroom kit. I had some teachers go to a conference, the CAPQ Tech Fest, and. Okay. They came back and said, actually, they grabbed me at the conference and said, we want these. So, hey, if they want them, I'm going to do what I can to get them. So the kit was great because it comes with, I don't know, 18 sets of pins, comes with 18 of the Ozobots. And what I really like, it came with the charging stations. It came with three charging stations that you can plug six into, which are great. So tomorrow I'll probably just bring six Ozobots out, and then they can work with the partner.
Yeah, and it's not like as a person that carries around a lot of stuff. Like I had to carry around five Dash and Dots today to our robotics team, right? And I had to bring them in a big suitcase that we special ordered with all the tchotchkes, right? So we'll talk about that a different time as we get further. I was super, super psyched. You know what I did wrong, Brian, on this one? So here's just the life of educational technology. So I thought I was foolproof today. I grabbed all the stuff, put it into it, charged the iPads, was ready to go, ran off the copies for the robotics competition, the Wonder Workshop robotics competition, and then opened up the app. Here we go. And I forgot that, like, charge the Dash robots. Oh, I'm sorry, there's a 15-minute update
Oh,
before you can
yeah.
use them. And you're like,
Yeah.
oh, man. And then you don't have a choice. That's one of our things. Wonder Workshop, if you ever give us a choice again, can we choose to not update our robots till later in case we're, I don't know, people never think like that. It's just so funny. But yeah, so that was my epic fail for the today. So
Oh,
I killed like 10 minutes of their time. I was like, here, let me charge it on my phone. You can probably do it faster. And yeah, it was bad. But live and
man.
learn. It happens to the best of us. And it also happens to me all the time, and I'm not the best of, I don't know, anything. So that was pretty good. So Ozobots, I feel like Brian will maybe we'll revisit a little bit. I'm sold. Here's one of my other cons. So after you do some of the drawing things and you do some of the coding things, which sometimes are hard on there, I feel like they do kind of lose their appeal to kids after a while. Okay, and I feel like with these kids, they didn't lose their appeal, and they named them, and they could put little costumes on them, and they did all these cool things with them. But I feel like the older kids
They'll lose
start to kind
interest.
of lose interest a little bit.
I can see
That's
that.
me. Yeah, but for coming in, right, then we have other tricks up our sleeve in the old Beaverton School District, so we have something else, and we go, and if that's what it takes, right, if there's a teacher that's fired up to use them. If you're fired up to use robots and you don't feel like you're very skilled or know a lot, I feel like
This is,
Ozobots are a good entry point.
yeah,
Yeah.
if you want to dip your toe in the water,
Yeah, dip your toe in the water. For
these are a
sure.
great tool. I wouldn't go full on, I don't know, Lego Mindstorm if you want to try it the first time. That's a
Right.
huge jump. Again, Mindstorm, that's you're talking middle school and slash high school.
Right.
So
So right. So by, yeah. So this is the tool for the job. Cheap, small,
pick them up
easy to
at
charge.
Target.
Pick them up at Target. It's all good. I feel like it's good. So that's our spiel on Ozobots. And now Brian is going to talk a little bit about what do we call it? Kickstarter corner. Okay. So let's go to
Crowdsource corner.
Crowdsource corner. That's what we do. Here, let me write that in my notes. Crowdsource.
Source corner.
In fact, I'm writing this on a crowdsourced notebook.
And yes, I
So
and
there
you're
you
gonna have
go.
to share that with me so I can check it out. Check
Okay,
this
I'll ch
out.
check this out right now. Go ahead. All right, so what's your crowdsourced corner?
Mine is it's called the Power Up. The one I'm looking at right now is the Power Up Dart. They come out
I
with
saw that.
different things. Basically, what they are, it's an app-controlled paper airplane.
Ooh.
Yeah, so you fold the paper airplane, it's got a propeller on the back, and it's got a little like sensor slash servo in the front. And basically you give it
Ooh.
acceleration, it spins up the propeller. It's this like little doohickey that you put on the the back of the paper airplane, and then you throw it, and then you can control it with your app. So the Dart is a smaller one. If you go to Power Up Toys, you'll see the
Okay.
ones that they have. They do have a STEM kit for if you're practicing aeronautical, studying that aeronauticals, you can do that with it has a teacher guide and everything. You can get a set of four. I forget how much it is, but you can get a set of 24 and the power ups. The one I have, I haven't used it yet. I have it in the garage. It's the Power Up FPV, the first person viewer. So you can put on the goggles and fly it with your phone, like if you have a Google Cardboard type thing. But again, it's going to based on throwing it and getting the propeller. There's some coordination involved. You have to throw it and then you know, take off with it. So
right.
The other thing I want to try is with this is, can I print 3D print like the blades, like the, like instead of paper, use the 3D print frame type for the wings.
Mm.
So that's on my mind, and including the filament that's up there in your neck of the woods, Protopasta. You shared that with me.
That right, place. That's a Jeremy McDonald favorite. He loves Protopasta. I feel like they're in Vancouver, Washington, aren't they?
I think so.
I feel like they might be across. I think they might be across the river, but they're right there.
Yeah, I've ordered from them in the past, and they do some really cool filaments. Like I got a glitter one, but if they have a carbon fiber one. Mm-hmm. So I wonder if printing it in carbon fiber, you'd be able to fly it. So something I wonder.
Yeah,
my, I wonder a moment. So yeah, so check out Power Up Toys, and they have those app controlled paper airplanes.
That's cool. Okay, so we're gonna go. I went Public Enemy. I still haven't bought that one yet. I wanted to buy the Rap anthology from last show. Oh,
yeah.
You're
telling me about that. Yeah.
I haven't. I'm really short money right now, so I'm trying to. And do you see another theme that Brian's bought something, but it's still in his garage? We have a purchase. We have a purchasing problem, so you don't have to. That should be our motto for Steam Team. We have a buying problem, so you don't have to waste your money if you don't want to. So mine is, I like this one. It's called the Geo. An FPS first person. What is it? The S stand for first person.
Well, tell me what it is first, then I'll tell you what it is.
It's a battle. Okay, it's a battle bot with visual recognition.
Ooh.
So it's a $99 robot that is like, it has like little guns and stuff and like little virtual reality. It's a first person shooter, right? FPS, isn't that what all the kids are doing this day? So it's a first person shooter. It's the rage. And right now it's still on. Oh, wow. Okay. Well, maybe I should buy one right now because it looks like it's on the Pioneer Super Early Bird for $99, but only for the next 3 hours.
Uh-oh.
And it seems like it's closing in 9 minutes.
Okay.
So we're going to have to end the show.
Yeah.
Cause I'm going
to place the order.
But so, right. So it's like a little first person, shooter robot type thing. And if there's anything that I know already today with our Dash and Dot Wonder Workshop robotics competition, the kids were already like, we want a battle bot. And I'm like,
yeah,
you're too early to battle bot. I'm like, we have to get through the competition.
That's right. That's what they want to do, is the battle bots with those.
Right. We battle botted with the Ozobots too.
Oh, did you?
You watch them smash together. It's magical.
It's like slow motion.
It's like slow motion. Nothing happens. They just bump into each other.
It seems like that might be a scene from Monty Python. You know, they're running like forever and they're not moving.
Exactly. So anyway, that was a fun one. So I thought that looked cool on our crowdsource corner. So I'm trying to think of how we wrap things up. We're still trying to get the whole flow of the show going. I really do want to get steamteacher.com up. But unfortunately, if my daughter keeps coming home with bad grades on a report card and then I have to do life stuff, the life stuff takes over for me. I have 4 kids. Life stuff takes over sometimes, you know. But yeah, we'd love to get Steam Teacher up. So maybe we can start to get that going a little bit. I would love to take the last. We kept talking about making the cool Adobe Spark for the last one. I might go back and listen to the last show and make an Adobe Spark just to share with your friends with all the links. But
you
we'll
can
see.
Yeah, you can put that Adobe Spark together when you're at Starbucks.
That's right. Well, I'm right. Why wouldn't I? I'll just get on a conference call with Ann Cosma and Ben Cogswell, and we'll just laugh about how we're tricking everybody into thinking we're doing work, and then we'll do that stuff. But
you know, you guys are hardworking.
Yeah, that's right. We work hard.
Else on that, jeez. you're like James Brown, the hardest working people in show business.
Right. Well, so I mean, I go to Starbucks. I'm like, okay, let's see. I'm like, can I get an avatar as cool as Ben Cogswell? Well, let me see. And I like hire a sketch artist, you know, and stuff like that. Then I go to Disneyland, get one of those caricatures, put it up on my profile.
Hey, you know, have you seen his sticker? You know, his profile has got the colored beard.
Yes.
I ran into him 2 weeks ago at a conference, and I said, you know, if you give me one of those, I bet you I can 3D print it. And so he gave it to me, and I 3D printed his little caricature.
Oh,
so
that's cool.
His new name badge. It says Coach Ben, and it's his sticker in 3D print.
Don't encourage him to be lazy, Ryan. You just encourage him. Next time, get him a Starbucks cup and do that one too. Yours 3D printing. Where do I get my 3D printing stuff? That's what I want to know. Oh, hey, we want to tell you about a new thing. I'm going to cut Brian off because he's not 3D printing me anything. I can't get a cool Cogswell one because look at my beard. I can't even barely grow it. It's like gray. It's bad. It's just bad. So you should print me 3D print me a beard.
I'll 3D print you a beard.
No, just print me a 3D thing, a name tag that says Bears lose always. That's why I should wear it until they beat the Packers.
Yes.
I wanted to tell you a little bit too. If you're up in the Pacific Northwest area, and we're going to have on January 6th an event called Tinker Code Make. I should have called it Tinker Make Code, but I didn't. I called it Tinker Code Make. If you go to tinkercodemake.com, I'm fixing up that website right now, but you can go in and you can sign in on the Eventbrite, and we're going to do a little bit. This is our invention with Naomi Harm of Wonder Workshop. We're working with the Wonder Workshop people a little bit and the Beaverton Future Ready team. And all we're trying to do is really, we kind of combined three different things. We combined kind of like the unconference style with a hands-on play date with a cardboard challenge. So it's kind of like makerspace, play date, unconference rolled into one for 4 hours with snacks.
Like a playground.
So that's what we're gonna do. It is. It's like a play garden. So we're going to have all the different things. So a lot of the stuff that we talk about, I'm thinking anything we talk about, we're probably going to have a person that's going to go in and like you can learn about it. You can watch it. You could do some hands-on activities. And then we're going to stop everybody. And then you could really, after you've smorgasbord a little bit, after you've buffeted, you go over and pick out on the one that you want to pick out on. And we'll do two deep dive activities on some of those things. So last time I did that, I did Little Bits coding kit at the Oregon Librarians Conference. Worked out great. People looked around. The five people that wanted to do Little Bits, we made one of the hot potatoes of doom. They loved it. And then that was what we did. So that's what we're going to do. So if you're in the Portland area, and even if I was telling people in Seattle tonight on the Twitters, Portland's a good vacation spot. Come on down. Come on down just for 4 hours and then go and eat voodoo donuts all you want.
I'm seriously thinking about coming up. I don't know.
Yeah. Yet. And if you come up and you tell us that you listen to the heck, we might take you out in the town. That's a good one right there.
So where was that other donut place you took me? The Blue Star?
Oh, the Blue Star is really good. Blue Star is like the gourmet donut place, right?
That was really good. Or what's that other place? Tilt?
Tilt is really good. We also have the big tater tots. Yeah, I like Tilt. People think Tilt's overrated. Nicole Carter's husband thinks that.
Oh, I thought it was great. Or you can do the special invitation only to the Tim Lauer pizza night. Just show up with like 50 people. Hey, we're here.
If you don't know Tim Lauer, he has pizza night every Friday, and we'll get you in there if you want to. He'll get you some baby doll pizza, and you can just sit back and talk ed tech till you're eyes turn blue.
Wait, you mean you're going to get people in, not just on the front porch? Hey, we're just out here knocking on the door.
Yeah. No, I'll get Tim to let you in. Don't worry. I'm tight with Tim. So anyway, all right, everybody. Thank you for listening to the Steam Team. Oh, I forgot. What's our snappy repartee on the way out? Do we have one yet?
I don't know if we have one yet. I think, you know, we could probably try to work in your Tinker Code Make.
Yeah, tinker code make, or we just, I think we, the first episode, I think we said that we need to keep getting steamy or something.
I don't know. Update.
I don't know if that works, but that's what we said. It's getting steamy in here. Anyway, thank you, Brian. I appreciate you.
Oh, thank you. And I appreciate you.
All right. Let's keep on keeping on. Go Bears. I could even say that with a straight face.